Hello there, Galaxy Brain listeners and lovers. I'm Jane Wilson, and in this edition of Questions and Answers, we'll be responding to a dreamer. Here is his question. A number of years ago, I dreamed I was swimming with the great writer Joan Didion, and she swam up to me and said, "I have something for you in my hands underwater. Take them." I have some questions. One, what was Joan Didion holding in her hands? And two, why is it that we have some dreams, sleeping dreams, that feel more real than anything, even the most beautiful or traumatic events in real life? I don't know what to make about it. Well, to start with, I'm going to take those questions in reverse order, not because I'm perverse, but because I think that's how it best works. So question two, why do some sleeping dreams appear more real and wonderful than even those moments in real life? And it is my opinion that the events dreamed about are indeed more real, or seemingly real, than the events as they actually occurred, because that is how you felt when you were dreaming them. You and your unconscious mind collaborating to give the events the beauty, or the horror, or the meaningfulness, or the importance that you felt they deserved in reality. And those feelings can lift a thought or a dream or an experience into a higher, more significant category, which it might well deserve. There are as many theories on the meaning of dreams as there are those who make it their business to identify them. First of all, Freud, and we discuss him because Freud, he seemed to believe that all dreams reveal unconsciously repressed conflicts or wishes or impulses, which is pretty typical of Freud, as brilliant as he was, to identify most feelings and problems and obsessions as either repressed or something your mother did to you. So, and there's stuff in there worth contemplating. But here's something a little bit more fun, a little bit more, and also possible. Scrooge. Scrooge from Dickens, the man who created him, and then was recreated brilliantly, as I'm sure you'll agree, by the magnificent, unforgettable, incomparable Alistair Sim in the 1951 film A Christmas Carol. I actually thought Bill Murray was extremely good in the comedy Scrooged, but in the final analysis, Scrooge is Alistair Sim, and Alistair Sim is Scrooge. Anyway, this is what he said when his dead ex-partner, appeared to him in a dream. He had chains and shackles on his wrists and his ankles. He was moaning and groaning, and Scrooge wasn't having any of it. He knew this was a dream, so he said, "A little thing affects them. A slight disorder of the stomach makes them cheats. You may be an undigested bit of beef, a blot of mustard, a crumb of cheese, a fragment of underdone potato. There's more gravy than grave about you, whatever you are." I love that. I just love it. Anyway, but pick your pleasure or your poison, or simply remember and cherish your dreams, or attempt to objectively seek the truth about the troubling and awful ones. If you wake from a dream with a memory of it still fresh, and the feelings are confidence, security, loyalty, belonging, love, acceptance, it's true to you, it is real to you, and it is quite possible that that is happening in your life and you just need to notice it. On the other side of the coin, dreaming something that to you translated into an experience laden with fear and misery and failure and rejection and doom and gloom, that's what it felt like to you when you were dreaming it, and you felt it as deeply and as strongly as you would have if you were awake. Since I believe that you decide, consciously or unconsciously, a dream's significance and its personal meaning, there's a school of thought that suggests you simply treat them accordingly, remembering the good ones with love and treating the more upsetting ones in a more scientific Socratic member by remembering them and picking each point and carefully and as objectively as you possibly can, seeing what truth it has for you, what things you might change, what things are possibly exaggerated in your memory, and what should be diminished and not accepted as fact by the dream itself. There you go. So we come to question one. What did Joan Didion have in her hands that she wanted to give to you? Which I will tell you, but first I want to tell you that by chance, a couple of weeks ago, I stumbled on the online catalog of Joan Didion's estate sale, her personal lifetime collection of furniture and art and sculpture and photographs. I mean, really personal, wonderful, wonderful things, funny things, insignificant things, a sort of an apron with Kiss the Cook on it, stuff like that, little gadgets and doohickeys and all the stuff we all collect. There was also a pair of faux tortoiseshell Celine sunglasses that I would give my eye teeth for as long as I discovered that I don't need them. But sadly, that sale is over. But the thing that leapt out at me most was just a very small little lot, maybe the least expensive one in the entire estate sale. And it was a collection of 13 blank journals. Presumably, these were journals that Joan had picked up on her shopping trips to the dollar store or a stationery shop or Staples or anywhere they sell paper goods. But they're blank, but they were hers, and she has likely touched them all. And that siren has nothing to do with me. I've been very good lately, so I'm just not going to worry about it. But anyway, the journals. In the picture, in the catalog, they're just tied with a piece of string. And as I saw them, I thought about your letter, your question, and I thought, that's what she wants you to have. She wants you to have, to own your dreams. And the most important thing she can offer to you is the idea of writing them down as you have them, waking up, reaching over, having a pen and a journal ready, and writing it down as quickly as you can before you go back to sleep. Wouldn't that be glorious? Anyway, the estate sale was on the 16th of November, so everything there, from the Celine sunglasses to the notebooks, is gone. But Joan Didion wanted you to have your dreams the way you wanted them. And in that case, any notebook will do. Thanks for listening. Talk again soon.